Exclusive: White House, Tailwinds Behind Trump Ahead of Primetime Address to Congress. By Nick Gilbertson on March 4, 2025. Washington, D.C., tailwinds are behind President Donald Trump as he is set to deliver his joint congressional address Tuesday night, the White House tells Breitbart News. Touting Trump's litany of achievements in his first 6 weeks back in office, White House Deputy Press Secretary Anna Kelly emphasized the president is backed by strong momentum. Trump has tailwinds behind him. He has effectively cut billions of dollars in wasteful spending, secured the border, restored peace through strength, and ended woke gender insanity. Which is why 70% of Americans believe he is following through on his campaign promises, she added. Only he can weave through such a record number of wins in just an hour-long speech. But the renewal of the American dream has just begun. Indeed, the tailwinds behind Trump are robust, especially compared to when he gave his first joint address to Congress 8 years ago. For one, the Republican Party has been entirely reshaped in Trump's populist image over the past decade. There will be no stronger visual symbol of this change tonight than the camera shot of Trump flanked by Vice President J.D. Vance and House Speaker Mike Johnson, two of his closest allies who are in sync with his populist agenda. The image will show the might of Republicans in Washington, D.C., who control both chambers of Congress and the presidency. It will also symbolize the party's transformation since 2017, when then-Speaker Paul Ryan, R.Y., an establishment Republican, and then-Vice President Mike Pence, a traditional conservative, sat behind Trump during his joint address. It is also worth noting Trump was dealing with the beginnings of the Russia collusion hoax saga peddled by the establishment media at that time. The tailwinds are also seen in polling figures. Trump's Real Clear Politics polling average shift from February 28, 2017, when he delivered his first joint address to Congress, to Tuesday's average signifies a plus 7.9% swing in approval Trump's way. His current net rating in the RCP average is plus 1.2%. Some of the latest individual polls show Trump is even stronger than the average indicates. A Harvard-Harris poll conducted February 19 to 20 found Trump with a 52% to 43% approval rating, his greatest mark ever from the outfit. A JL Partners Daily Mail poll from February 24 and 25 showed that 54% of registered voters approve of Trump while 46% disapprove, which is his best mark ever in a JL Partners Daily Mail poll. Kelly also commented about Trump's rhetorical gifts, which Americans can expect to see on display Tuesday, considering he traditionally shines brightest on the biggest stages. President Trump is a gifted communicator who knows how to articulate his message in a way that is digestible for the American people, Kelly said in a statement. Tonight, he will reflect on 1 month of wins and walk through his vision to continue making America great again after 4 years of disaster under the past administration. Her sentiment echoes that of White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, who spoke about Trump's communication skills to reporters outside of the West Wing on Monday. President Trump is the greatest orator that we've ever had in the Oval Office. And it's an opportunity for President Trump, as only he can, to lay out the last month of record-setting, record-breaking, unprecedented achievements and accomplishments that have made this the most successful opening of any presidency we've ever seen in American history, Miller said.